For my Zenith project, at first, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my project. However, as the deadlines drew closer, I sort of had an idea on where I was going to take this project. For the last 2 years for me in high school, I was learning American Sign Language, or ASL for short. As a way of giving back for what I had learned, I decided to dedicate this project to those who had helped me. For this project in particular, I chose to make a clothing brand primarily of t-shirt and long-sleeve shirts. The brand that I chose to name would be called Hands Down. The whole meaning behind the name is to point that the brand would be of high quality so people would buy into it. Almost the same type as brands such as Supreme and Off-White. As for the decals of the clothing, on the front, the black text that says Hands Down. In the middle of the text, there is a rose hidden between the two letters. The reason for the rose is that deaf culture in the United States is very hard to understand. It's never crystal clear, and the struggle in the initial phases of learning the language was hard for me. After learning more about the culture, I was able to gain a good understanding of the language. That's why I chose to add a rose between the text. On the illustrations on the back are my teacher signing Hands Down, followed by subtitles for those who don't understand. As for the research aspect, I knew that I had to find a printing company to model my clothing. When researching, I found a company called Custom Ink. I found it easy to print and it was shipped within a week. Once I had my clothing, it was just a matter of time before I found my hand models. I chose to have my brother end up being the star of the show. Photos of him can be found on my Zenith website. If I had the choice of doing the project over, I would include more people for me and also provide more detail. However, I do still admire the simplicity of the clothing. Since the ending of this project, I have learned what it takes to prepare and design clothing. All the actions must be done in advance to secure the quality of the design. If it were all rushed, I would not produce as well as I thought, nor would people wear the clothing itself. As for other freestyle projects that I produced in the past, it was one I had the most fun producing. Since I have been hitting deadlines consistently, I found it easier to progress with my project. In conclusion, it's projects like these that will help me learn the reality of making them in the future. It was a great learning experience, and I'll probably find myself doing these same sort of things in college as well. It was a great send-off before graduation.